Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 26th of February, and here is partly sunny on 21 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says sunny and partly cloudy with a shower in places late, with the temperatures ranging from low of 22 to high of 30 degrees Celsius with heat index on 38. Winds from east at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour would change their direction over the night to southeast but keep the same speed. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 59%. Birthday week is still in a progress with many events going on, and today within the International Zone events we are invited to Africa House Pavilion of African Culture for Ethiopian coffee, storytelling from Zulu and drumming and interactions with the visitors, and later visiting Bharat Nivatu's Festival of Northeastern States. And tomorrow we will visit from 4 o'clock Savitri Bhavan with Radhavan and follow to Unity Pavilion to see the dome which was made by Peter, and Jaya will introduce Unity Pavilion development. The week will close with the questions and answer and International Zone development presentation with Luigi. Today at 7 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, the Holy Singing Caravan, which is visiting Oroville and had a workshop this week, will conclude the week with the concert. The Festival of Northeastern India Art and Craft is going on in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of India International Zone, and every night at 8 p.m. we can see dancers, but during the day we can visit the stores with amazing art and craft from northeastern states, which they manage to stay intact and are not under the influence of tourism as other states on the south. The seven sister states of northeast, also called Paradise Unexplored, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram, Nagaland and Tripura, along with Sikkim, brought 150 artists sharing their art and craft, dance and music. And through the day, eight groups of artists from eight states will be giving demonstration of their native art of cane weaving, created in baskets and boxes, and selling them too. And they will also have a textile weaving with colorful threads, creating beautiful patterns of mini looms around the campus of Bharat Nivas. The festival in northeastern India will conclude on Saturday, 28, where we are invited to see a video on integral yoga, which is a broad overview of psychology, cosmology and transformational practice of integral yoga, a psychological and spirituality methodology for evolutionary transformation of the human nature developed by Sri Aurobindo in 3D motion graphic animation. The video was directed by Manoj Pravitran, animation was done with Herman Shekhar, music with Arnab Chaudhry and voice by Anu. Within Sarang Festival, today at 6 p.m. at India Space in Bharat Nivas, we can participate at the workshop on organology offered by Aurelio, where classical organology has focused mainly on the description, classification and study of musical instruments and their use in traditional cultural backgrounds. It's rewarding in the context of emergence of world music to investigate into the manifold possible relationship of the human instrument encounter. Today, the French Pavilion presents the evolution of Auro Will and her role in the Aquarian Age, talk by Franchon Praladier-Roy at Cinema Paradiso. On birthday day, on 28th, Auro birthday, at Matri Mandir Amphitheater will be a collective meditation with Dawn Fora, and fire will be lit at 5:15 a.m. We will listen to a recording from Savitri, Book 3, Canto 2 in the Mother's Voice, and we are all requested to come early and be seated by 5 a.m. Entrance from second Banyan gate only, and gates open at 4:30 a.m. Visitors are requested to carry their aura card or collected personally free tokens available at the visitor centers upstairs today and tomorrow between 3 to 5 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday, 1st of March at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, Auroville Choir are offering concert where youth choir will be presenting popular songs and film themes, and other choir with the community romantic and contemporary Western classical music. The two choirs will also perform some songs together with the very same program at Sri Muthu Venkata Subbu Rao Concert Hall in Chennai within Auroville Festival in Chennai on Saturday, 7th of March. But Auroville birthday will be also the first stone laying of the Serenity Cooperative Housing Project, which is the third phase of Maitreya, at 9:30 a.m. at Maitreya. The housing service is at the final stage of their approval of the project, and they expect to start the construction work in March this year. The same day, also La Maison de Jeune are inviting us already at 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. next to Citadine to official opening of La Maison de Jeune. Three newcomers, one Orvillian and eight volunteers from six nationalities will welcome us. And let's go to some official stuff. From working committee comes an announcement about for the sports activities, because the working committee regularly receive donation requests from youths from surrounding villages for their sport activities. The working committee has been discouraging the youth to go to directly individuals and units of Orville demanding for donations, as dealing with this request can sometimes put the individuals and units in a difficult situation. That's why an account has been created for such donations for the development of villages and other related activities, including sport. So village development account is 251470. Orvillians and units of Orville who wish to contribute for youth sports activities can now transfer to the common village development account, and the working committee will distribute the funds. And the budget coordination committee endorses a new policy that each volunteer or his or her workplace would now be required to pay 900 rupees a month into the central Orville pot. If you have already heard about the voluntary contribution policy and you do not agree with it, either sign the petition, or if you need further explanation regarding the policy and petition, you can read this article. And the working committee invites us to a general meeting on Friday, 6th of March at Unity Pavilion at 4 p.m. to be informed about the topics of various working groups and units and activities that wish to be presented to the Governing Board and International Advisory Council at their joint meeting on the 14th of March in Orville. On Saturday, it's also 12 years of Svara Musical Instruments. They are celebrating a full circle of their project work through all the shades and colors of her spectral wheel. So they are rolling on with ever new vistas of sounds and material exploration. They invite us for open house on Saturday, of course, between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We can come and explore their showroom, workshops, where the departments will be showing their work process from raw material to finished instruments. Through the day, there will be classes, music and programs, and also space for children to play elementary music. Orville International France presents, in a partnership with the French Pavilion and Orville Radio, meeting under the banyan tree on Sunday, 1st of March at 4 p.m. under the banyan tree of the visitor center behind the restaurant. We can come and meet, talk and experience a time of conviviality punctuated with creative and artistic moments. For more information, we can call François on 809-8960-437. Within this week, the basketball tournament was going on, but also we are invited to the finals of a tennis tournament in Certitude on 27 and 28th of February. A 3 p.m. junior singles, a 4 p.m. medium double, and 4 p.m. ladies single on Friday, and on Saturday at 4 p.m. medium single and 4 p.m. men's single. On Saturday, between 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Life Education Center, opposite of Isayambala School, we are invited to a What Does the Law Says?, which is a series of legal educative sessions to help bring awareness on women's rights and laws related to women in India. Those series are especially good for AMAs, staff, workers, family and friends, or anyone who is concerned about women's empowerment around them, and the session will be in Tamil and with the translations available if it needed. And topic for this first session will be early marriage, multiple marriages, forced marriages and dowry, widows and their remarriage, Eve teasing and teenage pregnancies. Series is offered by Mrs. Rita, who holds a Master of Human Rights, member State Consumer Dispute Redressal Commission in Pondicherry. The Orville Radio will be participating at the Chennai Festival with Orvillian audio profiles that Chloe is organizing. The editing workshop has concluded with about 12 participants who have produced content that will be included in the radio installation for the Chennai Festival. Participation of completion certificates were distributed. We have been in touch with an architect to create the first concept and design for the Media Lab. We recently attended the AVI meeting held in Orville to encourage the centers to provide content and collaborate with the Orville Radio. Orville Radio is still looking for website developers in order to progress on the new project and persons with application skills on Mac, Android and Windows. We are always looking for your participation in the radio, be it technical, financial or in content production. our Vilnian guests are welcome to visit us on the ground floor in the town hall. And let us conclude with the movies at the Visitor Center movie show. Today at 8 p.m. there was screened biography drama history, Selma, which was directed by Ava DuVernay. Tomorrow we can see comedy romance Accidental Love, made in 2015 by director David Russell. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight we can see drama romance Reconstruction, made in Denmark in 2003 by writer and director Christopher Bo. On Saturday there was screened international drama Winter Sleep, made in Turkey, France and Germany in 2014 by writer and director Nuri Bilge Ceylan. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see comedy family Treasure Buddies, made in USA and Canada in 2012 by writer and director Robert Wiens. And in the evening at Cine Club at 8 p.m. thriller Young and Innocent, made in UNK in 1937 and directed by Alfred Hitchcock. And from the words of the mother, volume 14, we read: learn to smile always and in all circumstances, to smile at your sorrows as well as your joys, your sufferings as well as your hopes. For in a smile there is a sovereign power of self-mastery. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroradio.org.
Wabani, you die. Wabani, you die. Wabani.